Scott Parkinson is at the offices of the Club for Growth, keeping an eye on all the preparations, all the run-up to the big presidential debate that's going to take place on Tuesday evening. Scott, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me back, Loman.
Well, the debate's upcoming, and a big night, especially for Kamala Harris, who has a lot to prove. Your take on that?
Well, you know, when you go back to the first debate, a lot of people say that, you know, the folks tuning in aren't really going to be swing voters, that they're hyper-partisans, that are really, really interested in seeing their own candidate perform well, and they always have raving reviews in support of whoever they prefer at the presidential ballot. But in that first debate, listen, we obviously had a big, big moment there. A lot of people, for the first time, recognized the inabilities and just really the level of incompetence that Joe Biden was suffering from as he continues to age. And in the intervening period, Joe Biden turned over that nomination to his Vice President Kamala Harris. So this on September 10th, on Tuesday, is going to be the real first opportunity for a lot of Americans to engage with Kamala Harris and see what she's got to say about the most pressing issues that America faces. This week, the Harris campaign finally relented over this controversy and whether or not the microphones were going to remain muted. That was an agreement that the Biden and Trump campaigns made with the networks heading into the debates earlier this summer. But Kamala wanted to change that because they obviously were trying to goad Donald Trump into a gaffe or interrupting Kamala Harris. You might remember from the 2020 election when Mike Pence and Kamala Harris were debating each other. Harris got interrupted by Pence and she said, "Excuse me, Vice President, I am speaking," right? And like she wanted that moment with Donald Trump, but they apparently received assurances that if there is significant crosstalk between Harris and Trump, that they're going to unmute the microphones. So we'll see how that shakes out on Tuesday. But I think the big issue here, Loman, is that Kamala Harris is perceived to be a moderate by far too many Americans, according to new polls. And the reality is that she's just as extreme as Bernie Sanders and AOC.
So there has been a recent spate of polling that's come out, and it would appear, Scott, that in the minds of many voters, Kamala is still relatively undefined.
Yeah, there's six polls that came out from CNN this week. Started out with the caveat that it only included registered voters, not likely voters. So that's a big methodological anomaly that we don't normally see in polling. But I think that they wanted to demonstrate that Kamala was leading in all these swing states, which is what the CNN polls showed. They asked this question about whether or not Donald Trump's views and policies were generally mainstream or too extreme or so extreme that they pose a threat to the United States. Comparatively, in states like Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, Kamala's views were the ones that were viewed as generally mainstream. I think that it's a real opportunity to really define Kamala Harris and those extreme policies that she does support. You know, they are fully supportive of the Biden budget, which calls for $7 trillion in tax increases. When you take into consideration that they want the Trump tax cuts to fully expire, all these policies together would lead to economic ruin. I think that it's important for folks to really peel back the layers of the onion and understand what a Harris presidency would mean. Joe Biden became the most liberal president of my lifetime, far to the left of Barack Obama, insofar that he wasn't really running things. And the big question in D.C. is who has been running the White House for the last 3 years. I think that it's Harris and the regime behind her that are so radical that, you know, have completely lost touch with the middle class and are disconnected from these voters that really have no political home anymore. The independent on the political spectrum now is a part of the center right. The center left has become this like, oh my gosh, where do we land now? Now, of course, when it comes down to the D or the R next to a name on a presidential ticket, there's going to be people that no matter what are going to vote for the Democrat or vote for the Republican. But when you get down to those bellwether counties in rural Pennsylvania or in the suburbs of Pennsylvania, these things can be decided by just a few thousand votes. And when you're fighting over that middle, that's going to tip the scale for the 2024 elections.
Kamala Harris, of course, during her brief run for president back in 2019 as a U.S. senator, staked out many far-left positions, even to the left of Bernie Sanders here, Scott. She's trying to flip-flop on all of them. Any chance the debate moderators at ABC are going to hold her accountable for those flip-flops?
Yeah, if you look at Dana Bash's interview with Waltz and Harris from a week or so ago, they didn't really press her when they asked, right? And she basically says her policies might have shifted, but that her fundamental ideology has not. And I think that it is important that we recognize that the California liberalism that is so far out of touch with the mainstream on policy and approach and tone and the state of preserving our American sovereignty from border issues down to, you know, becoming a socialist state. We know that Kamala stands for all of that, and she will fundamentally change America. And I think that we'll suffer for it if she becomes president of the United States.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. And Scott, as always, a few words about the club.
Well, Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. If you want to check out the mainstream pro-growth economic freedom ideas that we stand for, you can visit us at clubforgrowth.org and sign up and become a member for free.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Next week's conversation is going to be really interesting. Scott, we'll check in with you then. Thank you.
Thank you.